This is a Big Facts Network exclusive.
Ah, yo, what's going on? Another episode of the Big Hump. Do I ever say hi to you?
Not me, but you got people in the room.
Damn, can I introduce them?
Damn. Like, everybody threw their headphones on. You gotta get the people.
They don't need the headphones. Yeah. Okay. Anywho, shut the hell up, big head. Oh, yeah. No, yeah. You don't need them on. Yeah. Oh, no. Listen, this is another episode of it's Big Homie's House. We got some homies in the building, of course. Big Homie Tamir. You on a 3-week run.
Yeah, I'm
okay. Yeah, you outside. We got some of the lovely ladies from KOD in the building. Shout out Baddie Castings. Okay. So, y'all want to introduce yourselves to the people?
Yes, I am Kai.
Kai, welcome, Kai.
I'm six. What's up, guys?
Okay. Of course, you got the most fitting name to ever be on the Big Homie's House. We got Big Homie G in the building.
Hey.
Let me get you right. That's 2 weeks in a row. I've fucked up getting the microphones right.
I ain't gonna say nothing.
Yeah, you was about to. Anywho, how's everybody feeling? Everybody good? We rocking out.
Good.
We rocking out.
It's a good day.
Tamir, I know you got some things on your forehead.
Well, we were talking about stuff already.
What was y'all talking about before I walked in?
Well, there's this line, right, that he says. And, like, I was with him. I'm like, yeah. And then he goes, fuck it till she bleed. And I'm like, hold on. I don't know. That don't sound too fun.
And
as a group, we were trying to figure out, is that a good thing or a bad thing? And then he was giving us a few interpretations that it could be.
It ended up making sense.
Yeah. The math was mathing.
Yeah. At the end of the day, we voted for him.
Yeah,
said,
we know what.
Y'all
for it.
But on first hear, we was kind of like, what? We needed some clip. But you bring it full circle.
What was the color? Let me get your mic. What was the clarity?
The clarity was I asked them, like, when they came back on, when they had got, down, was it good or bad? They both said it was good or whatever. So that was the clarity.
Basically, I was knocking somebody's period down. You ever done
it? I don't think I've done that before, because I don't even like doing that shit when it's close to the.
It's like you're gonna come on your shit like a drip.
Oh no, that's what I'm saying. I don't even want to be close to that shit at all. I want you to be at least 2 weeks, 3 weeks out, like. Call me when I'm up.
That's
not
exactly
how it works.
Two, 3 weeks is like the next period.
Listen, I want to get as far away. I know what I'm talking about. I want to get as far away.
You strategic.
Yes.
So what about if she just got off it and then you had to her and knocked it back on? If it was a week later and then boom, you knocked it back on and now she has two periods in a month.
Y'all bodies are so fucking complicated, because I didn't even know that was a thing.
You gotta be careful who you lay with. They might do all type of stuff to your body. But the song, so I really enjoyed it. He was making fun of me because I don't know how to dance to it. So he said, "This is his song."
I said she was dancing like an Italian auntie.
How you was dancing? Let's see.
I don't know.
Italian auntie.
Hey,
I'm from New York. I said, "How are you supposed to dance to this?" And then he said, "Oh, that's for the strippers." And I said, "Well, it all makes sense now."
Yeah,
I can't do it. But that's what you make the music for. Who you making the music for? Who's your target audience?
I'm making the music for whoever area touches, like,
yeah,
no matter who like it, you know what I'm saying. I ain't going to no certain type of crowd or lane. Like, if you fuck with it, you fuck with it. You don't.
Yeah. Do you make music in mind for the strip club specifically, or for radio, or do you just?
When I do make records like that, I be like, okay, this can be a club record, type shit. Like, yeah.
So y'all dance in the club, right?
It's more things to do in King of Diamonds.
Enlighten me. I love this. Oh, okay. Yeah, well, we made the good money. Yeah. Okay, that's what So, but still, my question still goes, it goes along with that. So, music in a club, like in Atlanta, they usually say, like, if you want a song to pop, you got to go to the strip clubs first. What do you guys listen for in a hit when you're in a club? Like, do you listen to how the crowd reacts, how the dancers react? Like, what do you think? And you'd be like, oh, this is going to be a bop.
So I think for me, when I'm working or whatever, and I actually don't feel like I'm at work, that's when I know it's a bop. Like, I'm listening to it, and I'm like, hey, like, I feel it.
Subconsciously dancing.
Yeah,
and like, you're like, why am I dancing? Oh, it's this song, okay.
And then
you're
like, this my song. Like, you start, that's how I feel. Like, it's just one of those things, like, when I don't feel like I'm at work, that's what I look for. That's how I know. It's like, okay. this a good club song for me when I'm at work. Mm-hmm. But at the club, when I go out, the same thing, like, whatever I can vibe to, like, it make me want to dance, it make me feel good.
The
like,
women now be on the gangster shit now.
Y'all yeah, that's me. I'm in the club.
Bop, bop, right.
The women is shooting their finger guns in the club these days. Like, goddamn, be a fucking lady. Shit.
I'd be like,
they too gangster.
Right. What are women that listen to SZA? Goddamn.
I do both.
Oh, you
do
Wednesday.
Same. They is thugging. So shit. So when you out at KOD, right? Can a nigga shoot his shot at you while you at work at KOD if he ain't spent no money with you?
Most definitely not.
No. That's crazy.
How did that y'all sounds make these insane. Faces? How did y'all? Would y'all date a girl who didn't listen to y'all music, support y'all show?
Exactly.
No, don't come to these beautiful ladies' jobs.
Yeah, I just
I don't like, think that's necessary.
I done dated a girl that don't even know how to rap. Like,
yeah, that's not necessary
matter.
For
okay,
niggas,
what
man.
You do like, oh, I get what you're saying.
That's like I done dated a guy that don't know how to be a bottle girl.
Wait, what?
It's the same thing.
You said don't date a guy that don't know how to
no,
be a bottle girl.
He said I done dated a girl who don't know how to rap. That's
no,
like me.
No,
I done dated a guy.
He said he dated a girl that didn't know he rapped.
That's
he rapped.
Oh, that didn't
yeah,
know that
he
rapped.
Rapped. Yeah.
Oh.
But that's different. Once she found out, I'm sure she was intrigued. You're not going to sit here and yeah. bother these ladies. Come to their workplace. This is they are at work. And you yeah. want me to
and
stop
I think
working
a lot of
to give you my
I might
phone?
Spend
some
attention.
I might
want to
spend some on you.
And I'm
afterwards.
Busy. I'm
yeah.
around. I'm trying
why I gotta spend some on you off the muscles just for me to
just to get your attention. Come on, you see what's going on over here.
No, I just
we're
feel
at
like
work,
yeah, we're at work. And
it's
I
just like the
like,
strip club. Like we're at work. That's
okay,
how you
yeah,
get
I'll,
our attention.
Okay,
how do we get your attention?
Yeah.
We gotta pull our panties
you
up and do that.
How big of a tip we gotta be?
It don't gotta be
whatever you feel like we're worth.
That's a good one.
Nah, because that's a setup.
Question.
That's
whatever
a goddamn setup.
Like
that's
worth.
A goddamn setup.
No,
cause
that's
cause
true.
Because if I give you $75, now you're going to feel some type of way.
Okay, then I know who to, I know how to proceed. I know how to act.
But if ain't nobody else gave you no type of money outside of asking for
happen.
No services. I'm saying, I don't even want, like it's like, you know, the
how little kid. Cool to get your number?
It wouldn't be to get my number. It would be like, okay, you got a bottle, you support me, you put your little smiles in, and then is that
do you feel
that's
obligated?
Cool? Not for 100.
Yeah,
but just the little smile.
Not for 100.
I don't feel
I
obligated at all.
I
no,
never
it's not
feel
for
obligated,
money. But
at
if
the
you
end
spend
of the
it
day,
with me, it's gonna be like a turn on. Like, okay, he fought with me. He's
he want to see you win.
Exactly.
Okay. Okay. What are you about to say?
Or he support like he. Support the hustle, like he see what I'm trying to do. He know I make my money off tips.
Yeah.
So like giving me a tip is like, okay, like that's respect. Like, okay, you notice how I make my money.
Yeah.
So
okay.
That's
I mean shit, at the end of the day, the nigga might really be trying to get you up out of there. You gotta
that's true though.
That's true.
Nigga really might be trying to you turned that nigga down for a nigga that was trying to give you $25 because he actually wanted you to do something.
Not necessarily.
I don't know about that.
That was a fantasy scenario. I just made that
yeah,
shit up
I'm
in my
like,
head.
That's crazy
that shit probably don't be happening.
It don't
that's
be
crazy,
shit.
But yeah.
What
not be happening?
What?
$25.
$25?
No.
I just feel like
I wouldn't turn down someone that I know because we know how to vet people, right? Like people who've been in our industry know how to vet somebody just off look.
You can tell when somebody walk in what they finna do. What
exactly.
I feel like I can like I know when somebody like, oh, they playing, like, okay, they playing. But I can tell when somebody like, okay, y'all here to have a good time. Y'all got girls with y'all. You know if he bringing girls in, he trying to show out. He
yeah.
trying to spend something.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, I see what type of time you on.
But listen, I feel like niggas spend money in the strip club to impress like the other niggas. They be trying to ball out in front of their homeboys.
Atlanta,
yeah, in Atlanta. That's the only place I only been to strip clubs in Atlanta and Miami.
It's a competition.
Yeah, it's a competition. Like they not doing it. Like y'all just women just benefit from it. But yeah.
Wait, there's a dynamic that I thought was real interesting just now. If guys bring females with them to the strip club, is that not like bringing sand to the beach? Like,
nah, because no. I can't fuck the strippers. I mean, I could, but it's probably gonna cost a lot more.
It probably
it
be like the girls might like the girls. You feel what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Okay, so you bringing toys to the beach.
Yeah.
Sometimes that makes you guys stay
more.
Away from them though. Like some strippers don't like girls to be in like guy sections and stuff.
Why?
Because they want that guy. Because if you vet someone and you're like, that's the guy, like that's a regular now. You vetted him as a regular. You don't want him to be around nobody because it's taking away from like your business.
The regular girls?
Just anybody who he's around.
Some
unless
girls
it's,
do be
unless
weird
it's
like
his
that,
wife
though.
Or something or his girlfriend and they both like you. it's a situation.
Oh, see, that's why I get messy. You see,
it do, it do.
With your girlfriend, what if she fell in love with the girl and you don't like that girl?
But how do strippers compete?
I feel like.
How the strippers competing with somebody who really just in there?
In the strip club.
She a customer
out.
Too.
Right. Exactly. And that's how I feel
like
point.
Most strippers, I feel like that's how they see it too. Like if I get your girl to throw me some money and you see your girl feeling me, like I know it'll I'm going to get some more money because she going to be wanting to throw it on you. Like,
you like
or
the girl
vice
that,
versa.
That like the strip club?
Cool. I don't really like strip club.
I don't like strip club
I don't
either.
Like the strip club either.
Yeah, you like to read books on dates.
No, that was new. That was definitely new.
You read a book on a date?
Yeah, we read books out loud to each other. Cause I made a, but she didn't start off that cool. Cause that's I made funny. A joke. I made a joke saying that I read my finger, and she's like, "We got to figure this out." Say, wait a, like, goddamn, that was a fucking joke. But nah. So do y'all feel like a nigga needs to shut the fuck up?
Go ahead, ask your question. I'm very intrigued already.
Is there like a set amount y'all expect a nigga spend on y'all on the first date?
If we're working or if we're not working?
Nah, just regular dude. Regular Douglas.
I wouldn't say a set amount.
And do you think there is an amount that you need to spend or if you're trying to impress a new chick?
I wouldn't say there's a set amount. It just depends on the person. It
depends on the vibe.
Yeah.
I like real shit. You know what I'm saying? I ain't trying to like, if you like.
Like organic.
Yeah, like, we're going to go out. We gonna kick shit. I don't feel like I gotta spend nothing on you to get you up.
Yeah, I agree.
I want it to be, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What was
yeah.
your last first date, a good first date like?
I ain't been on no date in so long. I can't even tell you, like for real. A real date?
Yeah, a real date.
My last date, I think I rented the movies out for somebody.
That's a nice date.
That's cute.
Yeah. That's
nice.
I brought crab legs to the movie. Well,
okay. Oh, damn.
Studio
Wait,
movie grill.
Movies are
turn
hard
up.
Dates, though, because you're not supposed to talk during the movie.
No,
so
that's why you get there
date.
Early.
I hate when people talk.
No, nobody went in the movies.
Yeah.
I rented the whole
movie. Oh, so y'all could talk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you can talk
yeah.
before the movie starts.
I hate when people be trying to talk to me when I'm watching a movie and I'm into it.
I'm not with it.
I swear.
No, I want nobody in the
movie. I'm mad.
Like, nobody, period.
Y'all doing nasty things crab. In the movie theater on the first date.
Crab legs in a movie theater, that's a good date though.
Yeah.
But you spent about to rent out a movie theater, you gotta so you spent
exactly.
a good amount.
You
so
impressed
you
said
you
want
real,
that.
But you already
nah,
told
nah,
me.
Nah,
on
nah,
first
nah,
date.
Nah, 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 nah. I was already dealing with this person.
Oh, okay.
So it wasn't nobody I was trying to
It wasn't no
I
first
just,
date.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a good date. We'll take that.
That's a really
but
good date.
I
don't think
about a date, so that was about this
yeah.
the only thing I can remember. Like,
to answer it,
I think that like the lady said, and even him, it's not about how much you spend, it's about the genuine connection
exactly.
and what you feel while you're on a date. You can go with a nigga to a 5-star restaurant and the whole time you're like,
it's
dead.
He's
whack.
Yeah.
He's the last time he ever
exactly.
see me again. And then
yeah.
you could go with somebody.
Y'all really be thinking that? Like, damn.
Sometimes, yeah.
yeah.
Could niggas with
yeah.
money be
the conversation be so dry.
With some money.
What make it? Because I heard that shit. What make a nigga, like, because I hear this shit a lot. What make it that way?
I don't know.
I don't like just, niggas
like,
that
you know, so
like,
you ain't never been
yeah.
around no, like, he having money, right?
Tell me what
yeah.
you got.
But he ain't like you. Like, he ain't
yeah.
shit.
Yeah.
I get it.
You know,
I see
I
what you're
it.
Saying. I don't know why it's like that, though.
Not in a relationship, though,
nigga
but you know
so
what I mean.
Cornball, all type of shit.
Nigga,
yeah.
I feel like,
not
but. Not
cornball.
Nah, but I think dudes like that.
Corny.
I think with dudes
corny, like
that.
Like
super
corn.
Corny. Super corny, right? The Green Giant.
On a
dudes like that didn't grow up with game. So it's kind of like,
yeah.
if you was, like, most of the best football coaches really didn't play like that for real. Like, Bill Belichick, Tony Dungy, they weren't, like, big-time superstars, so they had to have a mind for the game. If you was a nigga with, if you had to get money to get women, you ain't had no mind for the game. You ain't had no talk.
Yeah.
You ain't had no hustle.
No
you,
money at them.
Yeah, you just, be, and yeah. some women will go for it. Most women will.
And that's our point, and that's why we say it's not all about money. And y'all say it is all about money.
Nah, because
yeah.
we see what money do.
But that
was yeah, 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 we see what.
Money will get you.
Yeah,
money will help
money,
you out,
money,
but it's like
money will get you nine of the 10 chicks you want.
Agree.
But yeah. will it keep them?
I ain't trying to keep her.
Okay,
but
this
how
good.
If
that's what you want to do, then yeah.
Outside crying
yeah.
still. See, y'all be sitting here.
We be thinking
like
different. We be wanting to keep somebody. Y'all don't.
Man, no.
Yeah.
Keep her for what?
Have a nigga that's rich or a nigga that's well, like just he doing high for himself.
It depends.
But
on
I feel like if he. I feel like if
Which
it's
one?
A nigga like that, he I'm never
do,
not gonna I'm have
great
nothing
for myself,
going for himself.
Like,
so even like if what? He don't got it right now, he gonna get it back.
I'm
like,
talking about a nigga that's he all right. but he ain't rich.
He live a regular life.
You saying, would you rather like a nigga that's rich or like somebody that's straight, like just, financially stable?
Yeah.
I'd rather cry in a Rolls Royce than a Honda.
See, look, I'm glad you're being honest. I'm glad you're being honest.
I'd rather cry in a Rolls Royce than a Honda.
Like, that's just like what it come down to, but it also has.
See, so money matters.
You know what come with the money, though. You know what come with the money.
Yeah, it matters, but it doesn't matter to the point where you'll stay with someone. Because I've left plenty of really, really wealthy men because the way they act. It's the way you act.
You're not going to be the only girl.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not gonna be the only chick.
Yeah,
that's
so
fine. You know what you sign up for. Yeah. It's like really.
No, y'all saying it's fine.
When you find the right good,
but
woman,
it's about how you
a godly
choose,
woman.
Like they say. It's about
you
how
will.
How
you will. Exactly.
When you find out right I fuck woman with Tamar, your friend, you gonna be mad as hell.
I don't have friends, so
wait. Damn. Okay, so why goes about back it to how you cheat? Why?
Yes.
Why?
Right. You just think since you got money,
you
got rich, you can cheat.
Billions of
the rules different. The rules different when you got money.
Yeah, I can do what I want to do.
The rules different when
you
got money.
We got money. What if we're both millionaires? Can I do what I want?
Do what you
want
to do.
So you think and you don't care?
Y'all been hurt real bad. Y'all need to go heal because they've been hurt because they don't care what we do. Y'all used to care though.
So the person with the most money in a relationship can do whatever they want. Vice versa too. So if I got money to my man, I can do whatever I want.
Women say that. That's what Gabrielle Union said about her ex. Yeah.
She's broken.
But y'all only say that because
that's why I don't want
to
be the
no
breadwinner.
Shade
I,
to
bullshit.
Gabrielle, but
that's why I don't want to be the breadwinner because I can
behavior
see me now like what. Like,
what you
say? I stand on my
I'll
wallet. What? Like, I don't even want to fake like I'm playing that game. Nope. I do not want to be the breadwinner in my relationship because of stuff like that. I think that being able to provide for your family and being a breadwinner has a lot to do with masculinity.
It
in
does.
In my point of view,
yeah.
Everybody can lie.
Men
like
should
doesn't
provide, protect, and perform.
Yes.
And mm-hmm if you can't perform, you provide and protect. And if you can't protect, you provide something to protect. You feel me? Like,
that's true.
It's a trickle.
I mean,
it's an umbrella.
So you don't think, y'all don't think women supposed to be the breadwinners in any relationship?
No, it doesn't say that.
Shit,
in
I love rich bitches.
I
love rich
like
bitches.
It should be equally yoked. Like, I'm not going to say my man made more money than me. I
why you roll your eyes?
Like,
because
I
he
might
said
she. But I also want to be like,
listen, you could, but you can, but you can make, but you can make money. You can make your own money outside of your dude.
I still don't want to be the breadwinner.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't want
to
be the breadwinner, but
the main source of income. All right, so I asked my cousin this. She got money. She's the rich auntie. She's in iTech. She got money. So I asked her, like, why are you not, like, in a serious relationship? Like, you could date people for who you like. You don't got to date for survival. You could date anybody.
Exactly.
She
don't want to be someone's
like,
mom.
She said, I don't want to have to take care of a grown man. She was like, I like to do fly shit. I want somebody I can do fly shit with.
Exactly.
My mother is very well off, owns her house, very successful, and I've watched her date broke men her whole life because she likes to control men. She likes to be like, what you pay for? No, we're going here because I'm paying for it, and come on, we're doing this. Like, I've watched her.
See,
like,
women,
no,
we,
I ain't gonna
see, now this is why we say
I
money matters, because when women get money, they are not nice.
Yes,
they are not nice.
And
y'all are not always like that. It's not always like that.
Because who
nice,
who,
got
who the fuck is nice
when
they
a man
don't got
money?
Money,
his mind's not right.
Yeah, because you got to be nice. You have to be nice or you don't have money. No, of course girl. Niggas is not happy when they don't got
money.
You
want me to cook? Nice, so.
Yeah. You want me to cook?
I don't know. I can catch an attitude sometimes. I think I'm pretty nice, though.
The voice get real soft when she ain't got no money. She start overlooking shit.
Bruh.
You can bring a bitch through the front door. I don't see nothing.
My dad always said, have that check times two because a man can walk out. A little boy can walk out. So I'm going to always have that shit times two. Y'all talking about all this, all that.
So you,
nah.
be stacking while your man be taking care of things?
No, I don't have a man.
Oh. Yeah. I mean, when you do have a man.
When I do have a man, yeah, I'll be stacking while he's taking care of things.
You don't
be
stacking. No. I'll be doing shit for him, too, though. Don't do that. I'll show you my bank account off camera.
No, I'm saying. Like,
we're not saying you ain't got no money.
I'm saying. You better be stacking.
That's what you really should be doing.
Yeah, exactly.
Nigga might leave. You don't know what a nigga.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because
he might wake
leave,
up tomorrow.
Be good.
Like,
even if he leave, I'm going to be good. Yeah.
Yeah.
But before he came, I was good. Yeah. Some bitches, before they come, they not good. And then they should worry
but
about
when
they go. But
I don't see no problem in that, though. Like, I ain't going to lie. I do good for myself. Like, I take care of myself.
Yeah.
But if I can be with a man that put me in a better situation, what is wrong with that?
Nothing's wrong with that at all.
If he can boss me up or whatever, like
listen, I'm not saying you need to go out and get with a broke nigga. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying.
Mike wants us to be outside with broke niggas.
He do.
Why? Why would I want that? I don't want that for nobody. I don't want that for nobody. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is you should want to be successful for yourself.
Yeah, I agree.
Of course.
But I feel like a lot of women had this mindset of
dependency.
They want to level up their shit through relationships and not like just them get like they want to enter a higher
ticket.
They want to enter a higher tax bracket through fucking a nigga outside to enter a higher tax bracket off their own hustle.
I feel you. I hear him. But you feel negative. Me?
I agree though. Like,
no,
I
disagree.
I think
so
it's
many
true.
Women
I
are disagree. In college. So agree. Many women are trying to make their own businesses. There's so many women that are like literally doing trades and doing.
You know how many OnlyFans girls that went to college and is living off the OnlyFans? College ain't shit no
but
more.
You tried. They
I don't have OnlyFans.
They took the steps to try to get their
period. I got a degree too. Period.
You said you got 2 degrees.
Yep.
Where?
I got my undergrad in business from FAMU, and then I got my master's in IT from Alabama State.
You go, girl.
And I still want my
pretty and educated
looking still but I just feel like at the end of the day people want to like I just feel like back in the day like it wasn't these conversations about who was gonna pay the bills
exactly
it's a lot of
because Granny could not do anything she couldn't even have a bank account she could like
why is it gotta be Granny
because that's who it's literally they couldn't do nothing they you couldn't have a bank account without your husband back in the day so that's what was you about to put money at
under the mattress like he was supposed to.
You sold drugs before, huh?
Damn, don't incriminate yourself, girl.
but you feel what I'm saying? Like,
I get what you're saying.
And back then, shit was way cheaper anyway. Like,
that's
nigga, you can
too.
Get a whole farm for $7.50.
But so I now, also feel like if you a type of man that don't want to be with a woman that expect you to pay her bills or buy her nice gifts, then date the woman that don't mind going 50-50. Date
period.
The woman that don't mind
they can do
splitting
it, so
the bills or
it.
Paying for dinner every once in a while. Go with that woman. Why are you trying to date a girl that already
knows.
Say, mm-hmm. my man got to pay my bills, buy me
front.
Stuff.
Exactly.
Why are you even trying to date them girls? Then they help.
You
like,
know their intentions already.
I feel like a lot of times.
Date within your means,
nigga
too,
really be
like,
trying to tell y'all you being unrealistic. But...
I like
you
to
being
take this time.
You being unrealistic isn't up to me. Like I can't tell you being unrealistic. Life's just gonna have to show you that. But,
I like to take
but,
this time to
also,
rap.
Hey,
it's the rapper's
back
fault.
To you though. What? Back to you.
I ain't gonna lie though.
How is it the rapper's
the
fault?
The rappers do play a part.
It's the rapper's fault. It's because
I feel like
doing the music all day. Listen,
and
all
I don't go. I,
change
I don't go 50-50. Let me say that too. I don't go 50-50.
That's
not
good.
My thing.
Okay.
But why you say it's the rapper's fault?
Y'all rap all this
it's
stuff.
It's the subconscious.
Say, first of all, okay, I got a perfect example. Perfect example. Dream Doll. Dream Doll has sex with Tory Lanez. Tory Lanez goes, I fuck Dream Doll for free. She goes, damn, my fault for liking you. So yeah. Damned if you do, damned if you don't.
Exactly.
If you have sex with a guy because you actually like him and you don't make him take you shopping and do all the shit
yeah.
they say in the
he
rap
still
songs,
treats
you
like
that.
Shit.
Playing James
exactly.
And what's them songs? Yeah, I was listening to that.
Yeah.
If they not doing it, then remember there's a guy that's on the thing talking about, I'm not buying a bitch her first Rolex. If she don't come to one, that means another nigga ain't see her value. Why should I see her value? Mm. Y'all make us
that's
feel
true.
Like we got to have these.
He said
yeah.
that's true.
Value.
True. But he really thinks
but you see
things.
How
I wasn't joking about that. But nah, I'm not going to say Rolex. I'm going to say some simple shit. If you ain't never been out on a real date before, I'm not going to be the first nigga to take you out. Because obviously there's some shit going on here that I ain't seen yet.
But
that everybody else in your life.
A real date.
You
like,
might have been in the house.
Hey,
what
no,
if the bitch 21?
I'm not talking. I'm 33. I'm not talking to a 21-year-old.
I
don't need like.
That's not that deep. Like
it is.
No, I was 19 talking to a 37-year-old and we was together until he was 40. So that's not. Like, age ain't nothing but a letter, so. I know I said that the way I said that. Don't look at
no,
me like
listen,
that.
I
but I'm saying.
I was dating when I was younger, too. But when you look back on it, because, of course, we were all in high school. And I thought I was a shit when I had the niggas come pick me up
I
in the
I was dancing. I met him at the strip club.
But I'm just saying, like, when you're younger and you get the older guys, you think you the shit.
But it's really
but not
when
really.
When you get older, you realize
you
nigga, nobody
around.
Your age
you
wanted your
hell
ass.
Hell no.
That's why you was talking to me.
This bitch was asking for rent money and my ass is over here asking for nail money. That's a whole different
question. You asking.
That's facts, though.
You're not asking for
that's
shit.
Right. In hindsight, it's a little bit different. Like,
I
19...
Agree
like at that moment in time, you probably that y'all emotions, how you felt for him, and y'all relationship was probably real in that moment.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
When you look back on it, you're like, oh shit, I was really dead ass 19. Like I think about myself at 19, I'd be like, yo,
fucking stupid.
You was a kid.
I was
a kid
yesterday.
So what's the youngest you'll date?
Good question.
That is a good question.
Look, just curious, since we on the topic.
I go 25. That's it.
25? Yeah, 25.
Okay. Under 25, done.
I agree, though. Dumb. Like, dumb. I agree, though.
Can't do it. Can't do it. Let's talk about this. Let's talk about this music again, though, man. Straight out of Memphis, A&R, CEO boss.
All type of shit.
All type of shit. What we pushing right now, though?
Self-made, self-paid.
So now, how does it feel to, like, because you had a big hand in YTB Fat, I'm saying that right?
Yeah.
So that song was everywhere last football season. Yeah, Get Back a Motherfucker.
Yeah, it's that shit.
Yeah. Yeah, so what do you look for when it comes to, like, finding talent? Mm-hmm. Like, what makes you think, like, yeah, that young nigga got it?
Basically, if you talking this shit, you got to be talking the right shit.
Talking the right shit.
And, you just gotta be your work ethic.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You gotta be dedicated.
Yeah. What do you think about, like, niggas that just make a whole bunch of excuses? Like, even before y'all even get to start working together, it's like, oh, I was about to be at the studio, but this happened. I was about to send this mixed record in, but this happened. Like, bro, I feel like one excuse, can't even do it. It's over with.
You ain't even trying enough. If you got excuses. If you off the muscle got an excuse, you're not even.
Yeah,
put you on the show. I'm one and done with excuses.
Gotta go, execute some shit, bro. Go on,
It. Cause that's like, you can take a nigga that just really want it really bad. He kind of, his music is okay, but he really want it really bad. He working, he gonna put that work at it to make it better. Yeah. I'd rather have that than a nigga that's just music, just fire, but he late to everything. He don't show up to shit. Like, and
he taking it serious.
He ain't taking it serious. It's a lot of niggas in the hood like that. Just not even just with the music, business, athletics. Academics, all type of shit. Like, you gotta have some type of hustle if you wanna win, regardless of the genre you in life.
What do you think?
I saw your big ass head moving.
The
getting
biggest
that
obstacle for rappers coming out of Memphis.
The biggest obstacle. I don't know. Like, you just we really coming out of Memphis. It's really hard coming out of me, like, for real, for real. But, like, yeah, going down. But, you know, it's everywhere, though. So it's really, you just gotta, I feel like you gotta stay to yourself down there, or stay with who fuck with you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Don't be out of bounds. Don't be around folks you don't, you know what I'm saying?
How do you separate hood politics from music politics? Cause I'm pretty sure they intertwine.
Yeah, sometimes that shit gets like, it be the same,
right.
It be the same,
I'm like,
same side.
Cause you like stay to yourself, but I'm like, damn.
It's like a same car, different size type shit.
Yeah, trying to come up, cause you gotta promote your music, like we just said, in clubs. You gotta be in the street to get your music out.
Yeah, you gotta be outside. You really gotta be outside. But like, what I mean by staying to yourself, like your studio time, like you ain't gotta 100 niggas ain't gotta pull up to the studio, bro.
Yeah,
right.
You know what I'm saying? This is what we working here, like,
yeah.
We ain't. This ain't no kicking spot. This ain't no where you bring the bitches to. This ain't no none of it.
Nigga bring.
I work. Don't like being in the studio when people make songs, because if the shit come out bad, I don't want you looking at me like bad vibes is in here or some shit. I don't want to be in there. I'll come listen when the song's done or whatever you got, but I don't want to be there.
But even what you just said right there, like, I can tell you been here for a minute, because one thing I seen with a bunch of new artists, they come in for an interview, these niggas bring 40 niggas in here, bro. Like, god damn, bro. This is still an office.
The next time you interview, they're going to be by themselves.
Exactly.
They're going to be like two. They're going to be like one person.
It's going to be the cameraman and the goddamn manager.
They going to get mad at you. You ain't keep it real.
Yeah.
You ain't all type
so shit. That's something, too, because, like, damn, if you stay the same, niggas are going to say you fake. But you got to change to get where you want to go. Because you can't, you probably not even the same nigga you was, like, even 5 years ago.
Nah, you really, you can stay the same. You're going to be the same person.
But you got to move different.
Your mindset, you're going to move different. Yeah, you got to move different.
Yeah, the things that made you is still going to be the same. Yeah. But you can't walk into the big buildings moving like how you used to move when you was a little nigga.
Yeah,
you
can't do that.
Yeah.
Can't do
little
yeah, as a little nigga, I was a wild nigga. I'm still blocked by a whole bunch of niggas on Twitter because the shit I used to say.
At least you grew out of it though. So.
Like,
he be starting Twitter beef. That's
no, be you that? Be starting Twitter beef.
She's saying
wait, 2024?
Yes. Oh, it goes down.
Oh, so he
be getting death threats on Twitter.
That whole point's invalidated.
Who talking about? All right, now we just making shit up.
That's crazy. You be shaking the table.
He came on Instagram and was like, listen, y'all niggas, y'all send theft threats. I am a citizen. I will call the police on you. I'm like, who? people.
Nah, that was not on Twitter.
Not the tease.
That was on Instagram.
And it wasn't even. It wasn't even a goddamn. It was a basic statement.
Wow.
Yeah, I ain't never.
I have to make basic statements because nobody threatens me.
All right, I'm gonna start threatening you.
Oh, no, thanks.
Damn.
Anyway, back to what we were saying. Putting music out, right? So right now we got the internet out. Everybody's putting music out. There's, it's not like before where you had to get labels, put out music. You had to go on a press run. Now you could just literally upload whatever the fuck you want.
You got the cheat sheet. I call it the cheat sheet.
Oh, what's the cheat sheet?
She got the internet. The internet.
Independent.
Yeah.
Independent.
But everybody's just on the internet. It's not the cheat sheet no more because everybody's here.
Everybody not working it.
Everybody ain't, yeah.
Everybody
ain't
taking
working.
Advantage.
Yeah, you may have a nigga that'll post a song one time on SoundCloud. And think that's pushing like the record. And DM, you know what they gonna do? They gonna DM 50 niggas.
Yeah.
Fuck with me, big bro. Fuck with me, big bro.
Really
fuck with me, big bro.
You really gotta do something outside the box, like.
You gotta be creative.
Yeah,
but that fuck with me, big bro, don't work. Like, first of all, you can't copy and paste the same message to everybody. Like, somebody wrote me the other day and was like,
they do that.
I love your music. I'm like, I don't make music. Like, y'all just DMing everybody, trying to wait to see if one person responds, and then you hook them in and then have the conversation.
You got
to
work from home, John.
What you sending? Like, what is happening here? So, the internet is the cheat code, but like you said, using it the right way.
You got to use it the right way. Yeah.
Why you think, and everybody can answer this, why y'all think the women is going so crazy in hip-hop right now? Like, it's almost like a landslide.
Oh, I know.
Cause I feel like the niggas too stuck on like beefing and shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I feel like they the beef is taking over the rap.
Yeah. That's the storyline. It's not even about the music.
Yeah, man. It's sad.
Yeah.
So and I feel like the women, they really like looking in on it and like taking advantage of it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like these niggas stuck on stupid beefing.
Yeah, that's and what I was gonna say. The girls are having fun.
Yeah, the girls. Yeah, they
trying to bring the fun back.
Yeah.
And even if they do got smoke, it's not gonna be on no somebody about to die. Ain't nobody about to get dropped type shit. Women?
Nah,
shit.
Who?
You didn't watch the baddie shit?
Ain't nobody watching baddies.
Okay, I'm just saying they was pulling out guns and everything.
That shit
like,
is that shit fake. That shit is fake.
Girls do be. I don't know.
We talking about rap.
Personally,
we talking about rap.
Lotto did go to the Bronx with 20 black Suburbans and was nice.
Corey literally. Well, I'm not gonna say that, but you know what I'm saying.
He was in the Bronx at Ice Spice Project.
We talking about and
there's beef in the rap community.
Y'all proving my point. Who ain't nobody getting dropped? Nobody's. We not losing no lives.
If you in the streets, if you a rapper and you in the streets and if you street rapping like, and if you got beef, it's got to, like from where I'm from, it be like blood shit. Like,
get it back.
This is what's going on.
Yeah, we not talking about feelings. Like,
if it ain't no blood shit, I feel like it ain't serious.
Yeah.
I thought you said blood shit, not bloodshed. See, I'm over here like, Cardi is a blood. Okay, let me stop.
Nah, blood shit.
Yeah.
You got somebody
You don't want it to get that far, but rap is a competitive sport, and I think it's kind of like a contact sport, but only is verbally contact.
Yeah.
Like, so you're going to get hit. You're going to get kind of hit with some punches and some jabs, but like they say, get in a booth, bitch. Like, but make it fun. At least the girls rap disses are fun towards each other. Drake and Future crying and dissing each other. And
nah, that shit. Nah. Future.
What?
I mean, Kendrick barred that nigga up, boy. Kendrick barred that nigga. I like shit like that though.
I feel like it's like, and then I feel like girls been killing it. Like you got Trina, like Lil Kim, like they been making music like that. Mm-hmm. So it's like, and it was beef back then too. Girls had beef and everything, but I just feel like it was more like we gonna rap about it.
It ain't beef.
Not beef, but died.
Like girl, Kim did go to jail. What Kim went to jail for?
What?
Kim went to jail for?
Look, Kim.
For not telling. And she didn't.
For not telling on.
Somebody got shot?
Yeah.
Yeah. That was it, though. That's the only rap beef I know with a woman that involves somebody getting shot.
Remy went to jail, too, because she shot her. We be outside.
New York. Who Remy shoot?
I'll tell you the story later.
Not New York, we just be outside.
So we talking about two
and I feel like
women.
Girls want to have fun.
You said two women in the whole history of rap. I think those pretty good numbers.
Yeah, well, listen, we would like hip hop to be a non-violent.
Yeah.
We would like it to stay artistic and, you know, fight in a booth and all that good stuff, get creative and fight to see who's number one on the billboard. I like that. But I think that it's all fun. The girls, I think that if you're smart in what you are, you linked up with Glorilla, got the girls with you, like, you know, you made the song. That's what you do.
The girls turn right now.
Who else on your list?
I want Lotto.
Lotto?
Me and Sexy Red, we got some shit on the way.
Oh,
I love Sexy.
Oh,
shit.
I love Sexy. Yeah. Oh, that's going to be a banger.
I know.
You going to dance like an Italian auntie to that? That's what I'm talking about. Look at her.
She can't miss. We love her. Like, she really, everybody love her.
What makes the Sexy Red appeal so strong?
I think it's because she herself, like, she just be having fun. Like, she just be herself. She not trying to put on. She not trying to act like she... She just herself, and she making, like, fun music. Like, she talking about fun stuff, mm-hmm. like, girl stuff. Like, she just, I like
I feel like her image, like, she's like a regular girl.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And it, she make it easy for girls looking at her, like, oh, she, we can do that, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Nah, I seen a lot of girls since Sexy Red pop up and start rapping. It ain't that easy.
And Glow. Yeah, and Glow. Like, Glow.
For sure. That's my dog.
And you can see where they was before they started rap shit, too. Like, you can see, like, shit, like, Poundtown wasn't her first song. They was pulling up shit from, like, 2015. Yeah. So it take that type of effort, but as we were saying, like, you can't come in this shit being lazy.
Just, like, fuck nigga on Glow first.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, Glow been going, like.
Yeah.
In the city type shit, she been hard. Like,
Yeah.
But like, I think that's a key too. Yeah, I think you need the city behind you first. I really believe in that. Like, I think
anything or just rap?
Particularly with rap. I don't know about everything else in the world. I can't think of it. But I know for sure with rap, I think that, like, once you have your city behind you, you could take on anything else. If you don't have your hometown behind you, it's so much harder to blow up anywhere else. Very rarely you could blow up other cities and then come back. Like, you know who did that? ASAP Rocky. Rocky in Harlem, I never even knew Rocky was a rapper. And then he went to Texas and been doing that Chopped and School stuff. And it worked, and that's how he blew up. But it's very rare that you can blow up as an artist without your town behind you. So do the local talent shows. Go do all the mom and pop shits. Like, do like what JT's doing now, going to the clubs and
make
doing
yourself sane.
She going to the small spots, too.
She called my hometown, bro, where I'm from. She went to do a concert at my hometown. She was, selling out Gainesville, Florida. Yeah, they was like.
Oh, yeah, I saw it. She did.
She did. You saw that? She was like, y'all broke. Like, she was selling out.
That's
but,
wild.
Like, I don't know.
Wait, why was she called? Because they wasn't buying the tickets, or
I don't know what it was. Because I feel like a lot of people supported her, like when it went out, from what I seen. But like, I don't know.
Are you still a city girl?
I feel like I be liking the stuff she be saying. Like, I don't know. Yeah, I'm a city girl. I love JT. I love them. Like, I feel like they really put on for Florida. Like, I like it. Because we really don't be having no female rappers like that. It'd be a long.
Yeah, I had Kaya.
So be cool. I know. We had Kaya, Trina, but then it's like, who else? Like, we got Tokyo Jets.
And Chameleon from Florida.
Yeah. But I'm saying, like, to really, like
mainstream.
Everybody, like she said.
We got Nicki and Cardi.
Yeah. Y'all got.
Yeah.
Atlanta got Lotto.
Yeah, y'all do.
Atlanta got Lotto.
I got Ice Spice. Please don't do it. We could do it. Like,
but, that's fine. And I'm glad you want to be that competitive with your rap. Your female rappers, you know?
Trying to stick up for the girlies.
Y'all do got a lot.
She Team Spice over there.
She is Team Spice.
But I am, like y'all said, like, I love Sexy Red because she don't give a fuck. She got her natural body. She's out there with that new baby body.
She pregnant doing shows.
She be like, she had the pregnant walk. Like, she wasn't trying to be cute pregnant. She like, nigga, fuck this. My feet hurt. My back hurt. I'm out here still performing. Like, and no matter who you were, you had to be like,
I respect it.
I respect that shit.
So I got one more question before we get out of here, man. What is what's Memphis's relationship with Ja Morant? Y'all fucking with Ja?
Yeah, Ja real one. Like, real. Yeah. Ja hit me up. He got a cousin that rap.
Uh-huh.
He hit me up and he was like, man, I want you to do a song for my cousin. How much you gonna charge me?
Yeah.
I'm like, this Ja Morant. I'm like, I ain't gonna charge you nothing. This is when he first like came around. Uh-huh. He like, nah, bro, I gotta give you something. Like, I'm like, bro, I don't wanna charge, bro. I'm send me the address, I'm coming. He sent me the address to his house.
Yeah.
I pull up like two cars deep.
Yeah.
To just, he let it, Let us in. We in his house. This is real house.
Yeah.
We in there chilling.
Not no Airbnb.
I brought the studio
yeah.
with me.
Yeah.
That's what happened. I brought the studio with me. Portable studio.
Yeah.
Set it up in his house. So as I done dropped, as I'm leaving, I'm like, all right, bro, we finna go on good up out of here. We've been there like a couple hours, man. He like, hold up, bro, let me pay you. I'm like, I ain't even want to take the money, but you know I took the money. He's still trying to get yeah. it to me, so I'm yeah. like, shit, all right, yeah, yeah, yeah. $10,000.
So, you've been around him a little bit, right? So, have you ever got any inkling that he might want to step in the booth? Cause we seen other basketball players do it.
I ain't gonna lie, he showed was over there like.
He was feeling the beat.
Yeah, he was feeling it.
So Ja Morant featuring Big Homie G, Ja Morant featuring. So we is that something that you pushing for?
I probably can make it happen because yeah, he was over there like yeah. he was gnawing hard like he wanted to do it.
Let's get that Ja Morant mixtape. That's the old school NBA mixtapes. Let's get it going. We need DJ Drama hosting that motherfucker. Some DJ Scream go host that thing. Get an OG Hood Rich Ja Morant mixtape going.
I can see that now.
I like that. I like that.
Ja cool though. Ja real.
Yeah, yeah,
you
yeah.
You were just with Sean Kingston, right?
Yeah,
I think that would be a nosy. Right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
That's a hell of a combination.
Right. Yeah, that's
right. I just did like 3-4 songs over there.
You did 3? So Sean Kingston got new shit coming?
Nah, he was the type of person Sean Kingston. You can call Sean Kingston. Man, like this is what really happened. We was at a studio in Miami, and something was wrong with the stuff, so we hit Kingston. I'm like, bro, we finna come over your house. And he used the studio. He got the studio in the back of the house.
Yeah.
So he's like, all right, he don't care how deep you come, as long as he trusts you.
Yeah.
And you cool, he cool. He gonna let that's you dope. Get the back house. That's your house.
Yeah.
He up front. Sean King's got this big ass TV. He just be in the front. He ain't even really come to the back. He ain't make no music. But we done music before though.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Shout out Sean Kingston. Shout out Sean Kingston.
He just got rich basketball players calling him
yeah.
Sean Kingston.
Yeah, I was at Ja Morant house. Man. Like you was at Ja Morant house.
That's went to Oprah house for Easter.
<That's it. laughs> Listen, man, another episode of the Big Homies House. Shout out to the homies in the building. God. Shout out to our lovely legend KOD. Kai 6 came to kick it, of course. Ooh. You back off suspension. Big homie G. Let's go. Big out now. Go get it.
Everywhere.
Yes, sir.
You already know.
Perfect.